Test 77, Section 3, Question 6. Here, we're looking for the flaw, or vulnerable to criticism. Letter to the editor says, your advertisement claims that you provide coverage of the high school's most popular sports. So your ad says you cover the popular sports. Clearly, this is false advertising, meaning you don't cover those. Of the school's students, 15% compete on the track team, whereas only 5% play basketball. Hence, track is more popular than basketball, yet track gets no coverage and basketball gets full page. And the problem with this is that we are using one type of data. It's the number of people who participate versus the popularity. And so popular and participation might be different things because you might need a lot more people to compete in track than in basketball. That's our problem, is it's using data that's not really relevant. So infers a cause from a correlation. That is a flaw. We see it in a lot of questions, but it's not here. Bases a conclusion on a sample that's too small. I thought maybe, but I think it's more about it's using the wrong kind of data. Misinterprets a key word, maybe, and that would be the key word in popular. Employs as a premise the contention it purports to show. That's circular reasoning, and it doesn't occur here. Criticizes the source of a claim rather than the claim itself. And here it's not about the source. It is actually attacking the claim. So not E. And therefore, our best answer here is going to be C, because it basically misinterprets what it means to be popular. It's really going for popularity in terms of how many students play it, but that's not necessarily what the newspaper advertisement meant. It would probably be what is most popular for readers. And so, therefore, C is our best answer.